Albert, first off, thanks so much for joining us. I'm just thrilled to talk with you. I'm amazed at how a young English fella falls head over heels in love with American country and rockabilly music. I know Jerry Lee Lewis was a huge idol for you early on. Was that your kind of entrance into this field?
It actually started with an English guy named Lonnie Donegan, who played American folk and blues in the UK on an acoustic guitar and a marching guitar, and he had like a jazz rhythm section, you know, guitar, double bass, and drums. And he used to do Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly songs, but with a lot of energy, and he was very good. And he was the guy that started us all playing the guitar back in like 56, 57, and it went on from there, really. You know, by the early 60s, I guess we listened to a lot of rock and roll as well. And, you know, some of the guys went off following B.B. King and, you know, Big Bill Brunzi and, you know, the blues guys.
Right.
But I always maintained an interest in country music at that time.
You began playing piano, though, didn't you?
I did, yeah. We had a piano in the house, and I used to bash away at it, and my folks had me take lessons for a year or so. And I liked it, but I got really lazy, and I never really practiced what I was supposed to. So the teacher, you know, told my folks that they were wasting their money because I wasn't practicing.
Did you get a cheap guitar first, a little?
Well, you know what? I actually borrowed guitars for almost 18 months. I'd borrow them from school friends. I think I borrowed like three different guitars, and then they'd take them back, and I'd find another one to use. And then eventually, I think it was like 57 or 58, my folks bought me a really cheap Spanish guitar with gut strings on it, which I immediately put steel strings on, which you're not really supposed to do. But I had that for a few months, and then my folks realized that I was actually making pretty good progress. So I think for my 15th birthday, which is around Christmas time in 1958, they bought me a secondhand German archtop, a Hofner guitar. And I realized at that point that actually guitars were easier to play than I thought, because I'd been playing things that were almost unplayable prior to that.
You've played with some amazing people over the course of your career. Everly Brothers, Clapton, Emmylou, The Crickets. Jerry Lee Lewis, matter of fact, I mentioned him. You were on his London Sessions record, weren't you?
I was, yeah. That was a lot of fun, yeah. And it was like a whole week in the studio with him. And you know, a lot of English rockers were on that. On that record, you know, and he was kind of holding court every day, you know, and it was a great experience, and it was a good sounding album too. He played and sang great.
We are visiting with Albert Lee. Albert's in town to play a show at the Southgate House Revival this coming Wednesday night. Who are you bringing? Who's in your band these days, Albert?
Well, I have two bands, actually. I've got an American band and a UK band, but obviously I'm bringing the American band this time from LA. I've got JT Thomas on keyboards and Will McGregor on bass and Jason Smith on drums. We're just a four-piece.
And what
make a lot of noise.
Yeah, I bet you do. What can we expect to hear? What is your repertoire?
Well, it's very mixed, actually, and I get lots of nice comments after the gigs. They say, well, we didn't know you sang, we didn't know you played the piano, but yeah, you got what a great choice of songs. So it's a bit of a mixture, really. You know, I love Jimmy Webb. I love the piano ballads. You know, I love to do two or three piano songs, and yeah, I like good songs. So it's a bit of a mixture, really. There's plenty of guitar work during the course of the evening, so you know, well, guitar fans won't be disappointed, but
they're very well better.
Yeah, but they, you know, usually people are happily surprised that that it's, you know, quite a varied show. You know, usually you know, being a guitar player, you seem to attract other guitar players, and they just want to watch someone shred, you know. And I've noticed that a lot of these guitar players, they'll bring their wives and girlfriends along, you know, reluctantly, you know, and then they find that, you know, the ladies in the audience are happily surprised that they actually enjoy the music, you know, so it's a real mixture.
I know you performed quite a while ago with both the Everly Brothers separately, and I think, didn't you perform on their reunion sets as well?
I did, yeah. Well, my history with the Everly Brothers goes back to 1962. I was playing in a club in London, and a couple of guys were watching us play. It was a cellar club, weren't many people in the room, and got to chatting to these guys, and they turned out to be the drummer and guitarist with the Everly Brothers, and got very friendly with the guitar player especially. And we've been friends ever since. I actually saw him play a few days ago here in L.A. His name's Don Peake, and he was part of the Wrecking Crew. But I got to meet Phil Everly at that time. And then the following year, they came over again, and I got to meet Don that time. And each time they came to the U.K., I'd try to see them because I just love their music. You know? And then when I finally got to America in 70, I think it was, for the band called Head, Hands, and Feet. Mm-hmm. Phil Everly came out to see us at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, and it was around that time that he, in a roundabout way, he asked me if I knew of any guitar players, because he and his brother were looking for one, and sadly, I had to turn him down at that time, because I was heavily committed to the band I was with, but they broke up in 73, And I left the band I was with, and I was here in L.A., and I got to meet up with Don, because I was actually playing with the Crickets for a little while, too, Buddy Holly's old band, right. The Crickets. So I got to be really friendly with Don. We play local bars here, and I played on an album that he did. It was his second solo album. And throughout the next 10 years, I'd do odds and ends with him, even though at that time I was with Clapton and with Emmylou. I'd find time to play with Don because I just loved his music. He's still one of my favorite singers. And then to everyone's surprise, in 1983, they decided to give it another try. And we did the reunion concert in London. And I thought, wow, that's great. After all these years, I've got to play with the Everly Brothers. And to everyone's surprise, you know, well, we got a call a month or so later saying, well, the guys have got a record deal. They're going to tour this summer. You know, are you interested? And I thought, wow, this could be great. You know, and it actually worked out really well because I was just about to get fired by Eric Clapton. I'd been with him for 5 years. And he'd fired the whole band twice, and I managed to survive a couple of times, you know, so I knew that one day it would be my turn. So we went off on the road, not dreaming how long it would last, because they did have a reputation of being a little volatile, you know, in their early days. But we were on the road for 26 years. So, you know, they'd been a big part of my musical career, you know, one way or another.
That show came through here in Cincinnati at an outdoor venue called Riverbend. I think it was 84. It was just a remarkable show.
Oh, yeah. That was the first tour in 84, I think, yeah. It was great fun being with them, you know, and it was always a great band, too. So it was just a pleasure, yeah. To, and they did things right. You know, we traveled in style. Well, we had the big buses, you know, always stayed in nice hotels and well-fed, so it was a good thing while it lasted. We're sorry it finished, you know.
Talking with Albert Lee, Albert's in town for a show at the Southgate House Revival this coming Wednesday night. You just mentioned Clapton. You just mentioned having a lot of fun with the Everly Brothers. You've been on the Clapton Crossroads concerts several occasions, I think, and I was watching some YouTubes last night of some of them with you and Vince Gill, and I think Keb Mo might have been on stage at the same time, and it just looked like the most fun in the world. Are those as fun as they look?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, everybody who's involved is really anxious to be there, and you know, I guess you could feel slighted if you weren't invited, you know. But I did actually miss the first one because I had a prior commitment, but I played all the others.
And what was it like playing in Joe Cocker's band as well? That was another hero of mine.
Yeah, he was pretty wild back then, you know. I actually knew him from the 60s. I played on a couple of tracks of his back in 68, maybe. I was here in Los Angeles, and I think he'd been rehearsing a band up north of Santa Barbara at a ranch up there. And they'd had a big fight, and they needed a guitar player and a drummer immediately. And I was available, and so was the drummer from Heads, Hands, and Feet. He was still living out here at the time. So off we went on the road with Joe, and it was quite an experience, you know. I only did it for 18 months, maybe 2 years, but it was a good time, you know. Now, he drank a lot, sadly, you know, but it was a great band, and what a character.
Mm-hmm. Can't let you go without talking about the Concert for George, which is, I think the assemblage of musicians on stage that night is my all-time favorite. And what a remarkable evening that must have been.
Oh, well, yeah, that was an honor to be a part of. But actually, I'd contacted Eric before the show, and I'd heard that there was going to be a concert, and I had no idea it was going to be so big, you know. Anyway, I wrote to him, and I didn't hear back. Then a friend of mine said, "Have you heard back from Eric?" Yeah, I said, "Well, no, I haven't." "Yeah, okay, I'll write to him again, write to him again." And in fact, he did get back to me, and he said, "Oh, yeah, Olivia, George's wife, would love for you to be there." And I thought, "Wow, great," you know. And I was set to be in London anyway, you know. I was just about to start a tour with my band over there, so... you know, it worked out really well. We rehearsed for nearly 3 weeks, and it was a great band. You know, there were 6 guitar players.
Yes.
And it was just amazing being in the center of that stage with so much going on. You know, just a wonderful sounding band, and lots of old friends. And yeah, it
was a lot of love in that hall that night.
Absolutely. It's a great occasion.
Do you have a large guitar collection at home?
I do, yeah, and I don't class myself as a guitar collector, but by most people's standards, I guess I am. You know, I'm not one of those guys who has to have every year of a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I've got, a sizable collection of guitars that cover different styles and different sounds, you know. So I try not to double up on things. But, I don't know, I've got 35, 40 guitars probably. Mm-hmm. And quite a few of my own model too, you know. I've got Ernie Ball Music Man manufacturer guitar with my name on it, you know. So, which I'd actually played for a number of years before they decided to put it on the market. It was kind of a prototype. And they really didn't have a big enough factory to cover all that they were making at the time, you know. But eventually, when they built a new factory, they were able to put my guitar in the line, you know. So it was great that people were able to buy them, you know, and it's still out there, you know.
How many do you haul around on the road with you?
Well, one.
Oh, really? The Ernie Ball?
I take one guitar on the road with me, and my wife is always telling me to carry more. You know, you sure people like to see a load of guitars on the stage. You know? She said she went to see Jackson Browne not long ago, and he had about 20 guitars lined up behind him, you know, all different tunings and stuff. But, it would be a luxury, you know, but the way I travel, you know, I'm going to be flying, you know, mm-hmm. to the Midwest here, so I'll be bringing one guitar with me.
And in the Midwest, it'll be on Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night at the Southgate House Revival, as we're visiting with Albert Lee here on Around Cincinnati. Albert, thanks so much for sharing these moments with us. It's been a great thrill for me.
Oh, yeah, you're most welcome. Thank you for your interest. I really look forward to getting back to Cincinnati and Kentucky. I haven't been there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before I leave, with this huge, huge number of folks that you have performed with over the course of your career. Is there anyone who you have yet to perform with that you would, is on your bucket list that you really would love to?
As I mentioned earlier, I'm a big fan of Jimmy Webb. And, I've known him over the years since the 70s. And I was in the studio with him once, but it would be an honor to actually do a show with him at some point. And I love Bruce Hornsby as well. Oh. I love piano players. Mm-hmm. And my piano player, J.T. Thomas, is actually this second keyboard player for Bruce, so there's a connection there too,
Mm-hmm. Okay, bring it on, Albert Lee. We'll see you on Wednesday evening at the Southgate House Revival in Newport.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Oh, we are too. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.